Texas judge criticized for shutting court to protest Kavanaugh. By Merrill Hope on October 19, 2018. A Texas Democrat judge faces harsh criticism for shutting down his courtroom for one day to protest the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court, halting justice for more than 130 cases. On Monday, October 8, Travis County County Court at Law No. 3 Judge John Lipscomb refused to hear any cases and, instead, protested Kavanaugh's confirmation, which took place 2 days earlier. In doing so, the judge halted justice for 137 cases scheduled to be heard in his courtroom. It also cost Travis County taxpayers $58,000, the daily cost to run a courtroom, according to the Austin American-Statesman. Lipscomb said he felt the need to do something, calling Kavanaugh's confirmation a big step backwards for the country. Cabot tweeted that the judge also taped black funeral bunting over the exterior of the double doors to his closed courtroom. County Court at Law 3 Judge, at John Lipscomb, draped funeral bunting over his door and shut down his court today as a form of silent protest. He says he felt the need to something after Kavanaugh's confirmation, calling it a big step backwards for the country. At kavupic.twitter.com/96onrichie. Jenny Lee, at Jenil_Kavu, October 8, 2018. Defense attorney Sidney Williams said he received a text from Lipscomb on October 7. In it, Lipscomb said his courtroom would be closed on October 8, to honor survivors. Williams thought he meant breast cancer survivors since October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Williams, the former president of the Austin Criminal Defense Lawyers Association, told the Statesman, he immediately emailed other attorneys with hearings scheduled about Lipscomb's plans to close the courtroom. According to Williams, the judge texted he would work in his chambers and was available if anyone needed him. Still, Lipscomb's courtroom shutdown came at the expense of 103 defendants. Of the 137 impacted cases, 135 were rescheduled. The judge, who presides over misdemeanor cases, called his actions a silent protest. However, Travis County Judge Sarah Eckhart, the county's top elected official, criticized Lipscomb's judgment, calling his personal protest inappropriate and costly to the taxpayers. "We are public servants, and I believe the best way to protest for public service at the federal level is to provide exemplary public service at the local level," said Eckhart. "I don't believe Judge Lipscomb's choice meets that standard. I guess closing the courtroom to protest might also indicate Judge Lipscomb was lacking the appropriate judicial temperament," said Baird. Not all lawyers saw Williams' email before they came to court that day, which created hardships for many defendants. Defense attorney Dennis Cateran told the Austin newspaper her client arrived at Lipscomb's courtroom after receiving a ride from her mother, who had to take time off from work to be there. Others, like lawyer Mark Sampson, who shared Lipscomb's anti-Kavanaugh stance, said, "I just don't get the connection to closing a courtroom." Lipscomb, who was elected to his judicial role in 2011, will run unopposed in the November midterm election. He did not respond to the Statesman for comment. A member of his staff said the judge was gone all week. Follow Merrill Hope, a member of the original Breitbart Texas team, on Twitter.